all starts with a root.
More can you go?
An organism.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
A living, breathing feeling.
Hang on to the other side.
A being that comes to life. This living, breathing being is rock and roll. And this is Roots of Rock, podcast edition. Here's your host, John Tompkins.
Welcome to Roots of Rock. I'm Sean Tompkins. Back in the old days, before computers and smartphones, people used to use typewriters. They were revolutionary in their time, and they were everywhere. Any business worth its salt had a few of them around, as well as the typist sitting there clacking away on them all day long. Well, in the 1950s, a lady by the name of Bette Claire Nesmith was an executive secretary at a bank in Texas. She worked on a typewriter. She worked all day long on a typewriter. And sometimes, to supplement her income during the holidays, she used her talents to paint holiday windows at the bank. She ended up with a lot of extra white paint kicking around. And she started to secretly use it to correct errors in her typing. Eventually, she patented the idea as Mistakeout and then changed the name to Liquid Paper. Of course, we all know it now as Whiteout. Well, in 1979, she sold her company to the Gillette Corporation for $47 million. Bette Nesmith died in 1980. Her son, Michael Nesmith, yes, Michael Nesmith of the Monkees.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
You know, those Monkees. She left him half of her $50 million estate. That's a lot of money for a monkey. He had a lot of money to throw around, so he invested some of that money into the production of a collection of comedy and music videos, which he called Elephant Parts. It was pretty good, actually. It was an hour-long show and featured five full-length music videos interspersed with a bunch of comedy sketches. Some of the best of the sketches had titles like Elvis Drugs, Neighborhood Nuclear Superiority, and one in particular called The Tragically Hip. Yeah, really, The Tragically Hip. That's where they got their name. It was from a comedy sketch financed by Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, whose mom made a fortune by inventing whiteout. You really couldn't make this stuff up. So for this episode of Roots of Rock, we'll focus on The Hip, a band that has a way of capturing the Canadian story like no other. A band that's ours. A band that other places, other countries just don't seem to get. Let's hear from them and then we'll start to dig into their story. Hear The Tragically Hip with Blow It High Dough.
They shot a movie once in my hometown. Everybody was in it for miles around. Out at Speedway,
A Tragically Hip with Blow It High Dough, one of the band's first big hits in Canada. I'm Sean Tompkins, and you're listening to Roots of Rock. Today, we're tracing the story and influences of the Tragically Hip. As anybody who knows the Hip will tell you, they formed in Kingston, Ontario in 1984. The original band was Gord Downie on vocals and Rance, Gord Sinclair on bass, guitarist Paul Langlois, and drummer Johnny Fay. They also had a guy named Davis Manning who played saxophone for a while, but he left the band early on in 1986. They were discovered by a rep from MCA Records and signed to a long-term record deal. Since their inception, the band has released 13 studio albums, 2 live albums, 1 EP, and 54 singles. 9 of their albums have reached number 1 in Canada. They've also received 14 Juno Awards as well as countless others. Oh, and they were honored by Canada Post in a series of postage stamps, the ultimate honor. Blow It High Dough was off their Up to Here album. Let's hear something from the Road Apples album. Released in 1991, here's Little Bones. Little Bones by The Tragically Hip. That song only peaked at number 11 on the Canadian singles chart when it was released, but it has gone on to become a classic since. The story goes that Gord Downie was eating chicken in the back of a cab during the recording stint in New Orleans when the cab driver told him to eat that chicken slow, it's full of all them little bones. He happened to be reading a book that had a character, who was a cat, called Little Bones. He thought it was too coincidental to pass up and ended up writing a classic. Let's move a little further into the Hip's catalog. They came to Lethbridge in 2015 and played the Fully Completely album in its entirety, and it was an amazing show. It may or may not have been the last chance to see them if you didn't get to on this summer tour. And as we all know by now, Gord Downie has been diagnosed with cancer and doesn't have a great prognosis. That's been well documented and covered well in other places, so I won't dwell on it. We'll keep digging into the band and their influences instead. The Fully Completely album was recorded in London, England and released in October of 1992. It was the first album where Gord Downie had said that he would not sing any lyrics written by any band member except for himself. And I think this album is one of the first to really shine a light on Gord's poetic prowess because of it. They really delve into a lot of Canadiana on the Fully Completely album, and Gord has a way of putting into words the Canadian experience that is unique from anyone else. Let's hear a classic from that album. Hear the Tragically Hip with Wheat Kings. Wheat Kings by the Tragically Hip. Such a sweet sounding song. Soulful and simple, but ultimately sad when you find out what the lyrics are all about. It's the David Milgaard story. He was sentenced to life in prison for a murder that ultimately we found out he didn't commit. It took 22 years to find that out though. The Hip captured that story perfectly in musical form. By the way, if you play guitar and you're Canadian, you need to know that song, because if you're sitting by any campfire in Canada, you will be asked to play it. Anyway, let's close out this segment with something a bit more upbeat. Let's go with 100th Meridian. Tragically Hip with 100th Meridian. You're listening to Roots of Rock, and on this show, we pick a band every episode and we trace their influences back as far as we can get in an hour. My name's Sean Tompkins and I'll be your host. Stick around, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come right back.
You're listening to Roots of Rock, podcast edition.
Welcome back to Roots of Rock. I'm Sean Tompkins. Thanks for joining me. On this episode, we're tracing the influences of the Tragically Hip. In the first segment, we dove into the Hip's catalog. Now we'll dig into who influenced them, who they look up to. Probably the most obvious influence on the Hip are the Stones, one of the original classic rockers. These guys influenced everybody. So here they are, the Rolling Stones, the Street Fighting Man. Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones, a definite and obvious influence on the Tragically Hip. Tragically Hip's frontman Gord Downie is a musical poet. His lyrics are insightful, thought-provoking, and blend history with art in a masterful way. He follows in the tradition of other Canadian musical poets that I think would be worthy of digging into a bit here, because they had obvious influence on Gord. People like Gordon Lightfoot, Joni Mitchell, and Leonard Cohen. So let's do a little Leonard Cohen. Here he is with Waiting for the Miracle.
Baby, I've been waiting day and day. Nothing left to do when you've got to go on waiting. Waiting for the miracle to come.
Leonard Cohen with Waiting for the Miracle. Remember that song in the movie Natural Born Killers? The song was released in 1969, but will always be linked to the movie for me. You ever get that with some songs, like the Stuck in the Middle by Jerry Rafferty and the movie Reservoir Dogs, right? Anyway, Leonard Cohen is a Canadian classic. He's been inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. and as well as a recipient for the Order of Canada. Pretty cool dude. And like I said, a Canadian icon. His influence is huge on many, many artists to this day. And there's no doubt that his poetry and music had some influence on Gord Downey and the Tragically Hip. So who else influenced the Hip? Gord Downey once said that the song Saskatchewan by The Real Statics was pivotal in the Tragically Hip's own approach to writing. The Real Statics were active in some crossover years with the Hip, but they started quite a bit earlier and really set the tone for the Hip to do their thing, I think. They released a Greatest Hits album in 1987 that was sort of a collection of singles and releases that they'd put out in the earlier part of the decade. The album only had 1,000 copies printed, but sold out. It was released in 1996. So here's a song from that album. This is Canadian Dream by The Real Statics. Canadian Dream by The Real Statics, a great Canadian band. Not extremely popular in their day, but still highly influential. And they really changed the face of Canadian music as we know it. They really set a tone for telling the Canadian story through rock music, and the Hip picked up on that and kind of ran with it. A little bit of trivia for you too. It was The Real Statics that brought Stomp and Tom Connors out of retirement in the mid-80s. Stomp and Tom had gone into kind of a semi-retirement protest because of how he felt that the CRTC was treating him and other Canadian artists unfairly. The Real Statics crashed Stomp and Tom's 50th birthday party with a petition in their hand and actually convinced him to get back on stage. How cool is that? Well, let's get back to the bands that influenced the Hip. Let's see, rock and roll, yeah. Songs about Canada, check. Canadian, check. Highly successful and influential, yeah. Godfather of grunge and alternative, sounds like Neil Young to me. Neil Young was doing all that stuff that I listed before anybody. From hard rocking songs to sweet acoustic ballads and everything in between. Let's hear from Neil Young now. Here he is with Cinnamon Girl. Neil Young with Cinnamon Girl. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll talk about who influenced Neil Young. Stick around. I'm Sean Tompkins, and this is Roots of Rock.
Roots of Rock with Sean Tompkins. Podcast edition.
Welcome back to Roots of Rock. I'm Sean Tompkins. Thanks for joining me today. We're tracing the influences of the Tragically Hip in this episode. In the first couple segments, we started with the Hip themselves, went to Leonard Cohen and the Real Statics and the Rolling Stones, and ended at Neil Young. So we'll continue on here and find out who influenced Neil Young. He was born in 1945, so he grew up listening to that original rock and roll sound in the 50s. All the good stuff like Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison, Elvis Presley, and Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was a huge influence on Neil Young. And Johnny was country, for sure, but he had a lot of that original rock and roll sound before the two genre paths really diverged. He was one of the artists that made Sun Studios, the birthplace of rock and roll in Memphis, Tennessee, so famous. And many, many of the classic rockers cite Johnny as an influence, Neil Young included. So let's hear from Johnny. Let's hear him. Here it is, Get Rhythm by Johnny Cash.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. There's $1 million worth of good for you, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Johnny Cash with Get Rhythm. No matter how hard of a rocker you are, when that song comes on, you can't help but tap your toes, can you? Now, another big influence on Neil Young was Bob Dylan. Dylan was a few years older than Neil. He was born in 1941, but they were basically contemporaries. That being said, contemporaries can have a huge influence on each other, and I hear a lot of what Dylan was doing in Neil Young's work, his early stuff especially, as well. And if you combine the folky side of Dylan's stuff and with the rock and roll music that both him and Neil Young grew up on, you end up with a lot of the music that Neil Young made in the 60s and 70s. So here's Bob Dylan with The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
The times, they are a-changing by Bob Dylan. And that wraps up another episode of Roots of Rock. We started with the inventor of Whiteout. She passed on a massive fortune to her son, who started a TV show. They had a sketch called The Tragically Hip, and the rest is Canadian history. Thanks for joining me. This was fun. Let's do it again. I'm Sean Tompkins. Catch you next time on Roots of Rock.